Great morning, guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Streams with Jonathan Ramos. This is Jonathan Ramos. Quick shout out to everybody who is listening via podcast. We thank you. We love you guys. And also a big shout out for those who are also tuning in and listening on Rib Life Radio with Apostle Victor and Prophetess Margaret. We love you guys very much. So let's get right into it. So it took me a while to bring this month's podcast, only because as I was in my prayer closet, I was actually going to bring today a different subject for this month. But immediately, as I'm preparing for next year, the Holy Spirit ended up speaking to me and imprinting to my spirit why many are called, but few are chosen. And one, it was important to bring a podcast like this out, of course, because as we all know, we are coming to an end of a decade. Not only a decade, but also a year. And if that is not suffice enough, or if that is not enough, we are also done. We are also, some of us, which I have felt in my spirit, have not completed certain goals. And what I mean by that is, for some of us, where you are today is not where you anticipated to be in 2018 when you were looking in 2019. And for some, we have yet to accomplish that what we set in 2018, and we are now almost going into 2019. For others, we have completely finished a decade, and perhaps where you expect it to be, you're not. So it is of vital importance that I do this, why many are called, but few are chosen, to shed some light. Because as we enter a new decade and enter a new year, we can perhaps focus our time and energy into certain goals that we need to accomplish. And that goes with everywhere in life. So immediately, why many are called but few are chosen actually comes up, or that many are called but few are chosen, immediately people will think, well, there's some people that are called to do great things, and some people that are not called to do great things. Some people are just called to have be a pastor for a mega church of 1,000. Some people are just called to be pastors for churches that are 10 members, 5 members, even 2 members. Or some people are just not called to be pastors at all. They're just called to go ahead and, you know, just have a job and have a secondary job and work a normal life, which it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things that I wanted to point out, and it is important that we understand, it is actually the difference between importance and value. Okay? Importance and value is not the same. Consider my iPhone or an iPhone. An iPhone has more value and a Bible has less. But when you put the two, compare the two together, an iPhone has more value, but it's not more important than a Bible. A Bible is less in value, but more important. An iPhone, in fact, ends up and tends to lose its value over time, because when you look at an iPhone and the new one comes out and a new phone comes out, then the value of the old phone has already dropped significantly. So when you look at the two, a Bible can cost you anywhere between 80, if you like to study Bibles like myself, about 90, maybe $100 sometimes. But it's still less of value compared to 9 out of the 10 things that you have at home. But yet, the Bible has more importance. So, value and importance is not the same thing. So, many are called, but few are chosen. I just wanted to go ahead and shed light, because for some of us, we're saying, oh yeah, but we're not called to be preaching to thousands. We're not called to be preaching to millions. We're not called to be preaching to 10 people, 5 people, 2 people, 3 people. Well, I'm just called to follow the will of God. And what is the will of God? Because in Mark 16, verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the gospel simply just means good news. So we are to preach good news to every single thing that breathes. You are to preach and bring good news to those that you encounter. You are to preach and bring good news to everyone in your everyday life, every person that you encounter. And I take it differently, because for me to preach the gospel and good news, it means to preach good news and speak good news to every single thing that I own. Whether it's my vehicle, whether it's my bag, whether it's my dog, whether it's my cat, whether it's my job, whether it's my computer. I speak good news and let that, what I'm taking control of, whether it's in my car, my computer, my phone, I tell them who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. So therefore, by definitions of Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus states that he has called us to go into every single part of the world and speak good news, preach the gospel. So, and then you have a verse or a chapter, Matthew 22, where it talks about a parable. And in that parable, chapter 22, Matthew 22, all the way down through verse 14. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready, come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burnt up their cities. Then he said to his servants, this wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding garment. Verse 12. So he said to him, friend, how do you come in without a wedding garment? And he said, speechless. Then the king said, and he was speechless. Verse 13. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen, rather. But my focus is why many are called, few are chosen. And if you look in a couple of verses before that, verse 5, but they made light of it and went their own way, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. That calling that we find in Mark 16, verse 15, we made light of it. That is why many are called, but few are chosen. The difference between Christianity, back to importance and value, is that in Christianity, we are all in God's eye valued the same. But one and all, we are not all the same. In Christ, we are all valued to the same. There's no such thing as I was more holier than another person, more holier. We were all purchased by the same blood. However, in the gospel, you may see, and the question people will send, well, why this one has a big church and this one has not a big church? And you cannot justify that. There's a difference between importance and value. Value, we are all the same, but we are not in all the same. Because Paul, the apostle Paul says, you are partakers of my grace. For him to say you are partakers of my grace when he was writing his letters, for him to say you are partakers of my grace, you have your grace, but there is something about my grace that adds more importance to this situation. So therefore, you are not only operating in your grace, but you're operating in my grace. Because we are all graced differently. We do not have all the same grace. There's a reason why you tune in every month to listen to the podcast. There's a reason why I follow who I follow. There's a reason why you follow who you follow. There's a reason why you go to the church that you go to now. Because if they were the same, if the leader was the same, then you would not be following. So therefore, by you following them shows that you guys are not the same. By you listening to me is a proof that I have something that you don't have that you want to know more. So therefore, we are not the same. But the issue is in Christianity is that when we end up saying one is more important than the other, we have a problem. Because we all value the same, but God has grace to whom he has grace. He shows mercy to whom he has mercy. So therefore, by God showing grace and mercy to whom he wants to, is a proof that he would choose who's more important. The difference between the gospel, and the reason why it's hard for us as Christians to understand that, yes, there's such thing that as a Christian being more important than another Christian, is because we have had bad experiences with importance. Therefore, we have an issue. We got to understand that importance to us is different than what God means. Importance to us actually means grace to God. So grace, the grace that God has bestowed upon leaders are much more different in everybody else than we ought to know. That is why you have people such as Holy Ghost revivalists like John G. Lake. You have people like Maria Wuwaeta who did great exploits for the Lord. God blessed them mightily because of one simple thing. They did not take light of it. They went, they came to Christ, and Christ tells them, preach the gospel, and they did not take light that calling. And because they did not take light that calling, they had made it their full-time job. They advance and receive a grace that in our eyes makes them more important in the body of Christ. And when we understand this, we perhaps can understand the art of serving a man and a woman of God who has much more grace that we have yet to tap into. It will help us serve our leaders. It will help us serve our fathers, our mothers in the Lord. It will help us serve the body of Christ when we understand that there are leaders out there that are more important than me, not necessarily, yes, more important than me because they have attained a higher grace that I've yet to obtain. So therefore, I will serve wholeheartedly. It's a cause and effect. So why many are called but few are chosen is because they've taken light of it. And to shed and give you an analogy, it will be like someone who studies to be a teacher. You have your master's degree, you start being a teacher, But and then you have others who open up a daycare, open up a business with that master's degree that they earned. But and then you have somebody who's stuck in the secular world, working day and night as a somebody who does not have a master's degree, who just graduated from high school, dropped out of college. They may make more money, but they still live a miserable life, working a secular job. Somebody who obtained a master's degree in becoming a doctor, you'll see that they work long hours and are overwhelmed and overwhelm themselves. But then you have others who earns a doctor's degree and open up their own practice. Why? Because they did not take light the years of study that they've done to obtain that doctor's degree, to obtain that master's degree. And because they did not take light of it, they did not take light of the things that they invested, the money they have invested, their time, their energy that they invested to obtain that master's, to obtain that degree. They took that master's degree, they took that doctor's degree and advanced it to a next level, creating more importance and adding more importance to their lives. The difference between the gospel is that you can actually change your importance. You can actually change your value. You can change your grace by simply not taking light of the calling that God has called you. So as you enter this year, as you enter 2019, please understand. Or please understand as you enter 2020 rather. Do not take light. The reason why you probably are in the same position, or you're in the position now that you did not expect to be in 2018, is because you've taken light of it. You've taken that what you set as a goal and you've taken light of it. The reason why you're in the position that you're in now, and we're almost done a decade, is because you've taken light of it. So please, as you enter 2020, do not take light of your goals. Do not take light. Because this is not only in the aspect of spirituality and Christianity, whether it's building business, whatever the case is. Do not take light of it. So I pray that this blesses you. I pray that you guys are blessed with this teaching. Friendly reminder. Follow us on our social media accounts. My Instagram is jonathanramos.kc, as we will be having a second Bible study for House of Prophets on February 8th. Address will be on our social media accounts, my social media accounts, my wife's social media accounts. You can also visit our website, which is under construction, at jonathanramos.org. Bless you guys. God bless.